Welcome to 11 Cats Radio, an 11-minute single-topic show with questions generated by, who else? Cats. Have you ever wondered how a cat's perception of the world might differ from your own? Well, put your cat glasses on and find out what cats want you to know as we explore their world through their eyes. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, a healthcare and patient advocate for people and an advocate, not only for my 11 cats, but for you and yours, and for cats everywhere. Enjoy the next few minutes with us, where we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Well, we have been having an interesting time here at 11 Cats Radio. Some of my indoor cats have asked me, what is going on? Who are these new cats in the house? A few months ago, a couple of our outdoor cats, and the reason why they are outdoors, they were born to a feral mom, and at the time, we didn't know much about cats. So we decided to feed them, we built them a shelter and heated it. We shovel all around their house so they have ways to get out to go to the bathroom. They are very well cared for. But this winter, I spotted one of them walking about with a sore foot. And she was hobbling about. And I thought, well, this doesn't look too good. So she allowed me to pick her up. That's how sick she was. Because normally she wasn't very friendly and did not want to be touched. So when she allowed me to pick her up, I knew we had a problem. And sure enough, her right paw was swollen and bloody, and it looked to be infected. So we took her to a vet, and sure enough, she did have an infection. So we kept her in the house, took care of her, gave her antibiotics to change the dressing. And when her paw was all healed and it was time to let her out, she seemed to have no interest whatsoever in going outside, and wanted to stay nice and warm and toasty in the middle of a Northeast Ohio winter, which I couldn't blame her. Now, curiously, exactly to the day, 2 months later, another one, her brother, had the same thing happen, only with the opposite paw. He let me pick him up, which he normally did not do. We took him to the vet, infected paw, it looked like a raccoon had gotten to him, brought him in the house, nursed him back to health, antibiotics, changed the dressing, and after 2 weeks, he seemed like he was ready to roll back outside. In fact, he was crying out by the sliding glass doors. So I let him outside. He went out, came back in, went out, and disappeared and slept in the gazebo, and seemed very, very happy to see his mother and his other sibling. Well, that night, I went outside just to call him to see if he was doing all right, and he came running back into the house. I left the door open even though it was winter and it was cold, and I sat there and watched TV for a while, freezing. And sure enough, this crazy cat came and sat right next to me and did not want to go back outside. So there we had two cats that typically lived outside for the last 3 years, now declaring themselves inside cats. So I want to talk today about the effort we had to go through to integrate these strangers, basically, into my other group of cats. I have 4 indoor cats. Actually, we have 8, but in the main house, we have 4 indoor cats. And so I had to figure out, how do I integrate these two people with my other cats? So one was in January, the other was in March. So here's what I learned. I isolated the new cat in a separate room, so that the other cats could smell her through the door. So the door was closed. Now, if you don't have a spare room, you can always use a bathroom. Then I did the scent swap, where I was exchanging bedding and switching the bedding and the toys from the new cat to the old cat to try to get them all used to each other's scent. And I kept this up until nobody seemed stressed out anymore. It took close to a week, actually, although it could take up to a month or longer. So this has to be an extremely slow process if you, in fact, are trying to merge two cats into the same home. After that, I wanted them to see each other and do it safely. Now, I didn't have a baby gate or a pet gate or anything like that. So what I did was took a huge screen off one of our long windows, or you could actually take a screen off of a screen door. And that worked really, really well because I opened up the door from one room to another, and I slipped that screen, which fit perfectly, although I did bolster it with a couple extra boxes. So now the cats could take a look at each other. So not only did they smell each other, now they could look at each other. So I let them do this for a while, would close the door then and give both sides their privacy. And I did this many times a day. Now, with four other cats peeking at the new cat, I had to keep body language in mind to see which ones seem relaxed and which seem like they might be a little bit agitated. And always, if you're trying to integrate cats together, always quit when you're ahead. You don't want to keep going until somebody gets upset and they start to getting angry. So always try to close the door on a good note. And just continue with that until everybody seems comfortable with one another. And like I said earlier, you're going to have to be patient with that because sometimes it could take a while. Then slowly, I would open that screen just a little bit and get a couple of flying toys, you know, the interactive fishing rod type toys, and play with both sides with two separate toys simultaneously. So each side had their own toys to play with. Now, it might be helpful if you have two people to do that. But that way, they learned how to be around each other during playtime. And again, if you notice any tension, distract and separate everyone quickly and return to the introduction by sight step once again. You might have to go backwards sometimes to go forward. So when they behaved well during this interaction, then I gave everybody a little treat and petted them and told them how good they were. They seemed to understand. And what you don't want to ever do is leave anybody alone until you are sure that they're comfortable with each other. And I also kept out an eye for general signs of stress. So you want to make sure that nobody's having litter box issues or over-grooming, or if they're not eating or drinking properly, or if they're hiding, or if they're crying. Those are the kind of things to keep in mind if you see that there's any signs of stress. Now, what are signs of comfort? Well, obviously, if they're sitting or lying near each other, grooming close to each other, if they could walk past each other without any tension, when they can eat together or use the litter box or play near each other, those are good signs. Or if they're just going to ignore each other and not bother one another, that's okay too. Not all cats are going to be friends. Now, when you finally let them out to see each other, make sure that there are many litter boxes, as many litter boxes as you have cats, plus one or two, actually. Make sure everybody has their own food and water dishes, that you have various high places for cats to jump. Some are tree dwellers and some are ground huggers, so you need to have enough space top and bottom for those who want to run and hide. And then I found that a couple of my cats actually seemed like they were jealous. So be sure then to give the cats daily individual attention by playing with each of them and making things interesting to keep that stress level low. The more you exercise everyone and they run around and they don't feel stress, then they're less likely to take it out on the new guy. And reward your cats with treats that they really love when they're getting along. And getting along, as I said, could just mean simply ignoring and tolerating each other when they're in the same room. And then little by little, you can play with them simultaneously using separate toys so that they begin to associate playtime with each other. And again, I said those fishing rod toys with the feathers attached to a long string, those are good ones. It's also a good toy because when you need to distract and redirect one of them, you can just whip that toy back and forth. Now, in the beginning of all of this introduction, they should only be together when you can closely monitor them, and they should be rewarded for good behavior. So you don't want to leave them unsupervised until you're extremely confident that they are no threat to each other. Now, if they continue to irritate each other for as long as weeks, then you may have to back up and start fresh by reintroducing them using the steps that we did in the very beginning, by separating them, letting them smell, swap scents, putting the screen back up, letting them eat while they see each other on opposite sides of the screen, playing on opposite sides of the screen. Now, if you notice that somebody's hissing, everybody always thinks hissing means somebody is being the bully, but actually hissing often is a defensive tool that says, hey guy, leave me alone. And it signals that the cat feels threatened. The bully is often a less vocal one, so don't always assume that hissing means bullying. So the bottom line is that it is very easy, although it's time consuming, to introduce a new cat into an existing home where there are other cats, but it obviously can be done. So take some of these tips in mind, remember to have patience, and spend as much time with your cats as you possibly can. Thank you for joining us at 11 Cats Radio. I am Pat Rulo, grateful that you choose to advocate with me. Until next time, visit 11catsradio.com and give your cat a kiss from me. And remember, accepting a cat into your life is a lifetime commitment.